Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Time, all my troubles dissolve. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life.
Good morning. Good Saturday morning. You're listening to O Word. Word with your boy DJ Mike O.D. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. To all my like 10 listeners out there right now, you probably don't remember me, but I had a show last spring, a full year ago. And this is my first show back in the studio, back where I belong. I'm pumped and excited to be here, excited to be back on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are back, and it is a brisk Saturday morning out there, you know, which I didn't know until I came out dressed in just a windbreaker. Turns out it's not summer yet, but now we're getting by. That's how we do it. So yeah, like I said, I had a show last year, but pretty much I'm just here to play some tunes with y'all, shoot the breeze a little bit. May have a special guest star at some point on the show. I was told she might be coming in. We'll see if she can get up, though. It is 8:13 on a Saturday morning, and we are college students. So, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, right? But yeah, let's start getting back to some tunes right now. That first song we heard was This Life by Vampire Weekend off their LP, Father of the Bride. Very good record. This next song you're about to hear, I'm not even sure we're about to hear yet. Let's see. Ooh. We're playing The Renettes, Be My Baby. Stay tuned on O Word. word.
Bring it back around, round, round. don't change. You are the world.
Welcome back. That was Hungry Heart by Bruce Springsteen. Right before that, you heard Sister of Pearl by Bayo, the bassist from Vampire Weekend on his solo record. And before that was, once again, the Ronettes' Be My Baby, a classic. Love that song. So we do, in fact, have a special guest in the studio today. But she is not mic'd up yet, unfortunately. We gotta figure that one out. So, In the meantime, let's play some more tunes while we get those technical difficulties sorted out. We'll be right back with you. Like I said, you know, I haven't been in the studio in a hot minute, about a year, calendar year, just about. So, you know, I'm rusty, but bear with me. Bear with us here. We're getting by. So, yeah, that last one was Hungry Heart by Bruce Springsteen on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's see. The next song we are about to play, if you bear with me for one fleeting moment. There's too many options these days, you know? That I played this life already. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? I guess it's a Vampire Weekend sort of morning. I'm getting off mic. I'm getting a request for something off Father the Bride. Any specific songs or Hold You Now? That is a good song. Actually, I was the first one to ever play this song on WMFO. Fun fact. I had a radio show the morning after Father the Bride came out. Vampire Weekend's latest album, and I hadn't listened to the full thing yet, so I didn't know its songs were good yet. So I listened to the first song, and I was like, that's pretty cool, and I popped it on. So I was the first one ever actually input it into our system here. I'm not going to brag or anything. I think I misspelled it, though. I think I spelled it Vampire Weekend. So regardless, we have coming up now, Hold You Now featuring Danielle Haim. By Vampire Weekend on the latest LP, Father the Bride. I hope you thoroughly enjoy.
I know the reason why you think you gotta leave. Promises of future glory don't make a case for me. I did my best and all the rest is hidden by the clouds. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Leaving now your wedding day, all calm and dressed in white. All I keep's the memory of one last crooked night. The pews are getting filled up, the organ's playing loud. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
Alright.
Sheets like someone's about to die. You just watch your mouth when talking about the father of the bride. Why's your heart grown heavy, boy, when things were feeling light? Turning this June morning into some dark judgment night. This ain't the end of nothing much, it's just another round. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Now we find ourselves in late December. that New Year's Eve would be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of vomiting all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified.
That was Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend. And before that, we had Hold You Now by Vampire Weekend. It's been a Vampire Weekend kind of morning. A Vampire Weekend kind of weekend, if you will. Because it's the start of the weekend, so you know, the only way I know how to ring in the weekend other than playing a band with the name Weekend in the title. Alright, well, regardless, now is the time to introduce my very special guest. Yes, we have figured out the mic situation, because, hey, we're still getting the hang of it. You know, it's been a minute, we're getting the hang of it, but we're back in it now. Regardless, here we are, my very special guest, co-star, if you will, DJ Kara Hernandez. Kara Hernandez, everybody, if you want to say hi. Kara, tell us about yourself a bit, because clearly all my fans know everything about me, you know. They know, you know, where I like for breakfast, you know, where I'm from and everything, because I have a loyal fan base. Yeah, there actually were riots outside of the station whenever I didn't have a show last semester, so. No, I kid, of course. I'm a nobody, but, you know, Nobody with Mitski. Yeah, it is a good song. Yeah, to say something about yourself.
Well, generically, I'm also a junior. I study international relations and community health. And my favorite band of all time, hands down, probably has to be Green Day. But if I had to choose my favorite solo artist, it would probably be Bruce Springsteen.
Favorite band, Green Day. Favorite solo artist, Bruce Springsteen. Damn, she's all over the place. And she's actually in the top 2% of Green Day fans in the country. In the world, apparently.
Spotify confirmed.
Not going to brag on top 1% Kanye fans, but, you know, who's keeping track? So, yeah, Kara, how do you feel about Vampire Weekend? It's been a Vampire Weekend weekend. I should make this show Vampire Weekend themed, honestly. If I'm being completely honest, I love those guys. I didn't even mean to, but I've played 1, 2, 3 songs by them and a song by their bassist, like, solo act. So, a lot of Vampire Weekend.
Your radio show turns into Vampire Weekend Freeform Radio right now.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually. Just be like, oh, the name of the show is no longer... Oh, word? Word. The name of the show is now... Vampires, honestly, it's like Vampire Saturday or something like that. Like, it'd be dumb, because I'm not a whole weekend, I'm just a Saturday. But, you know.
Vampires at 8. Mike O.D.
With your boy, DJ Mike O.D., don't get it wrong.
Sorry. Formalities.
The formalities, you know, that's what it's all about. Let's play some music, honestly. I have nothing to say right now. We said... Ooh, okay. So, like we said, we mentioned we played a lot of Vampire Weekend today. I think I've said the name of Vampire Weekend about a dozen times so far.
Take a shot every time it says Vampire Weekend for the duration of this.
Yes, of coffee, gun. Of espresso.
Paint gun.
Okay, got you. So, regardless, we're about to start up with something a bit different. Kara requested it. Kara, what did you request?
I requested Star-Crossed Losers by the Fratellis.
It was Summertime Magic by Gambino.
Yeah, that too, actually.
That's in the queue too, don't worry, but I think the first one's Gambino.
I'm a big fan of this song. It's quite vibey.
Summertime Magic. Are you feeling the Summertime Magic right now? It was snowing last night, so I don't know about summertime.
But Tufts students have this thing of anything over 40 degrees, all of a sudden they're wearing shorts, so... Here's a little summertime inspiration for when you're walking around campus and want to act like it's going to stay this way, the weather, for the rest of the year.
Exactly. This is Summertime Magic, Childish Gambino.
Summertime, you took this heart of mine. she got close but missed. Romeo,
how's the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I gotta get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. Hey, wait, you gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? No, really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick things up like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Make sure you pick up your dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Dog barks. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. So please, people, pick up after your dogs. That was a dramatic reading of the Mystic River Watershed Association. Yeah, we kind of missed out on the sound effects. You weren't really sure what to actually do sound effects. There's like sound effect for dog barking.
There was dog's gonna bark. And yeah, so apparently there's gonna be like a dog barking. No way I was gonna bark. A collar, maybe kind of a collar. We're not fully prepared for this, but we hope you enjoyed the reading nonetheless.
You know, I really do believe in picking up after your dog, especially around the river, because I am a river man. I work on the Mystic River. I'm wearing my paddle Boston sweatshirt. Actually, I probably shouldn't. I don't think it matters. I'm wearing a paddle Boston sweatshirt, or windbreaker, sorry.
I stole the sweatshirt.
You stole it's sick. it's kayaking, paddle boarding, anything you want to do on the Mystic River, please swing through. Now I'm plugging my job.
This seems like a conflict of interest.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But regardless, man, like, the river is important. Like, don't have your dog, you know, doing his business around there. Like, you gotta keep it clean, keep it classy. So yeah, the last two songs were the Fratelli's Star-Crossed Lovers, and right before that, you heard Fratelli for the song was the Star-Crossed Losers by the Fratellis. Right before that, you heard Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino. Thank you for calling me on that one. Yeah, thank you. So sweet.
I'm here to help.
Yeah, something like that. So we're out here. Kara, I was mentioning off air, but I figure I should do it on air as well. You know, I'm trying to incorporate like segments into my show. I tried last year and never came up with anything super, you know, super worked. So we're gonna try doing it again. One of the ones I did last year. What I call it, Word of the Week. Word of the Week on Word. You know, I go with Word of the Week because word's a very heavily important word in my show name. Mm-hmm. Word. So what's your Word of the Week? Basically, you can just, you know, I don't want to influence your answer in any way. Just like...
but?
No, not even a but. I just didn't want to give you too much, like, to work with. Like, I want you to kind of figure out how you interpret this to mean. But just give me, like, a word that, like, sums up either your week, or how your week went, how you wanted it to go, anything. Like, and then they kind of give me a little blurb after that.
Ooh. Esperanza.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. What does that mean?
It means hope in Spanish, or optimism.
Ooh. Any particular reason?
I'd say, I mean, it was a pretty good week overall. I think I've had a lot of, like, clarity and insight into what I want to do after school. And I think the change in weather helps, too.
Mm.
So, just sort of it being sunny, like, walking around, being happy to be outside, being happy to, like, be on campus and be surrounded by people I really care about. And then also... just things falling into place, like events coming up that relate to what I want to do after school and things I'm really passionate about. So I think the culmination of that is Esperanza.
Esperanza. That's pretty cool. I like that. I would say much less meaningful. I was going to say like hungry. I'm pretty hungry this week. I've been eating a lot, man. Like I don't think I have a super big appetite normally, but this week especially, I don't think my hunger has been quenched, like, yet.
Oh, can I make a shameless plug?
Depends what for.
So, I gave up.
You're sorry, you're gone? You give up?
I gave up red meat for a while, and I want to make a plug for Beyond Sausage Sandwiches at Dunkin', because that's been such a great alternative.
Word, yeah, it's Beyond Sausage is solid.
I mean, like, six of them in the past week.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm a fan. I haven't had it yet, but it looks solid.
Had it yet?
Oh wait, no, I have had it yet. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have, absolutely have. It's a solid,
solid healthy way to start your day if you're looking for plant-based alternatives to some good eats.
I would say so. All right, so let's get back to some music here. You know, we mentioned earlier, I'm a big Kanye West fan, so I want to play something Kanye. You know, it's hard to find, like, the appropriate song for any setting for Kanye, but, you know, let's go off of Jesus is King. Let's go off that one. You know there's no profanities in any of the songs, so we are chilling. Yeah, this next one's called Follow God by Kanye West. It's actually kind of slaps. It's actually a pretty good song. So, Follow God, Kanye West. The ashtray.
Stretch my hands to you. Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on a gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT. Searching for a deity, now you wanna see it free. Now you wanna see it free, let you see it through your piece. Tell me what your life like, turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Not another word, let a picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really wanna rest so. Man, it's really lifelike, everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You know it's like somebody only close to could get you like off your. I be on my. I woke up this morning. I said my prayers. I'm all doing good. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me. I start spazzing back. He said they ain't Christ-like. I said. Ah!
So that was. What was that one? That was Follow God by Kanye West, Jesus King.
We would like to issue a formal apology to whoever just called us. We have not yet figured out how to.
Sorry. We're still kind of figuring it out. It is very complex. But, you know, next Saturday, 8 a.m., I'll know by then if you want to call back, whoever that was.
It's a learning experience.
We're getting by. All right, Kara, I think we are about to just call it a day on our show here today. Any last words?
Thanks for having me, and I'm for sure. Looking forward to next week.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be a good time. Next Saturday, I think we're going to have a heated Billy Joel debate from a Billy Joel hater and a Billy Joel lover. So we'll see what happens.
This is going to get ugly. You should tune in for this.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like he just gets a lot of leeway. I don't know. I think.
Wow.
I'm not going to save it for next week. I have my own gripes of Billy Joel, but we'll save it for next week.
He's not a New Yorker. He doesn't get it.
It doesn't mean anything. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Well, maybe. All right. Yeah, thank you for listening to Word with DJ Mike OD and DJ. What do you got, DJ name?
I'll have one for next week.
All right, well, maybe. If you're back next week.
Wow, you can't kick off the opinion.
This is not democracy. But so thank you for listening on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening and have a fantastic weekend. Ciao. Oh, wait.
I'm living life. to fit.